Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network. I am live from Baltimore, and I'm recording from my iPhone. Very sorry about the audio quality, but it's all I can do right now because my recorder's upstairs, my son's asleep. I didn't give enough forethought to this, and I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a show, but I think it's going to be a good show because I'm going to talk about some real stuff. Yeah, I paused just a second. So, we just got back from Jimmy's Seafood. Jimmy's Seafood is a very special place for a lot of wrestlers. It's also a special place for myself because it was, gosh, 2.5 years ago that I went there and I met two guys for the second time. And those guys' names are Dave Silva and Conrad Thompson. And we had such an adventure there. It was such a good time. And we didn't really know what was in store for us. And of course, it was for a Bruce Pritchard live show, the second one ever. And very much a part of a team, very much proud to be a part of that team, and very much creating friends that I guess I would have my whole life. And I didn't know at the time because I didn't know them that well. And it was a crazy night. There's a lot of wrestlers there. And we were just kind of reminiscing about wrestlers there who didn't know who Conrad was then, you know, and it was a room full of wrestlers. If you go to Jimmy's Seafood, that's kind of where the wrestlers hang out. So any wrestler with WWE that you can think of was there that night. And it was just a fantastic night. And it really was remarkable in that we couldn't find a hotel room because somebody, I'm not going to say who, but let's just say somebody with a very high up position in the WWE right now was responsible for finding us a hotel room. And when we got there, it was booked for a week later. So we had to find another hotel room. And for some reason, there was not one single hotel room available in all of Baltimore that night. So we've got Conrad asleep, me and Dave Silva spending the whole day together, or the whole evening together, driving around Baltimore, trying to find a hotel, going from hotel to hotel to hotel to find some place to spend the night. We couldn't find anywhere. We're driving to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know, I said, okay, well, we're just going to crash here in the car and get some sleep. At this moment, Conrad and fucking Dave Silva gets in the back of this Jeep that I had that I rented, and he just crawls up in a ball to go to sleep. And Conrad finally wakes up. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And I go, we couldn't find a hotel room. They don't have one here. And we were in the parking lot of a hotel room. And he goes, Kuhn, he already had me pegged. You can't sell. Hold on. And he went and walked across the parking lot to the hotel room. He goes, they ain't got one here. But then he called a couple people and he found one. And we finally got a hotel room like at 6 in the morning. We slept about 4 hours. And then we went to the Pritchard show. And it brings to mind how much things have changed in the last 2.5 years. Where now I have a podcast with so many fans I'm grateful to listen to, talk to, so many great listeners. And I'm very grateful for it and about how much has changed in the last 2.5 years, where I was a guy who just made a theme song for one podcast and how things have changed for me. But that's not really what's really changed. What's really changed, and I think what wrestling can do and fanship could do, particularly wrestling, is it can open you up to a bunch of new friendships. And these wrestling friendships are important. And I always say, I'm your wrestling friend. And I use it as a way to sell the Patreon, of course, over at wrestlingfriend.com. But, you know, when I walked into Jimmy's tonight, there was not a lot of people there because it was late and it was a weekday. But I had more friends in that room than I have in my home state because of wrestling. And to hang out with some of these people like Michael D, I'm not going to say his name, but he's a great guy, and Cassio Kidd, who you might know. Cassio has become a dear friend of mine. Jeff Jewett. All these other great people that I've gotten to know through Conrad and the podcast. And it's kind of been a remarkable experience. And it's one that I'm glad to have because creating new friendships, creating new relationships through this strange, different sport of wrestling has been a great thing. And I just got done hanging out with Cassio and all these other guys. And I'm sorry I don't have much of a report, but I wanted to give you a little bit of something here on Total Engagement. And just tell you, I'm here in Baltimore. We're going to report live from StarCast. I'll get back some great audio quality tomorrow. But I want to thank you guys all for listening. And just think about the things in your life maybe that can bring you friendships. Because the most valuable thing about this whole experience for me is the listeners, who I appreciate you all. But the friendships that have developed out of it have been some that are invaluable to me. and most of which is, of course, Conrad Thompson, who has become someone who is one of my great friends, one of my best friends, one of the best friends I've ever had. And it's just so good to see him and get to hang out with him, because it's funny, a lot of these friends, like my friend Mark Nielsen and my friend Dave Hancock and my friend Jeff Jewett, my friend Eric Rottencrotch and Cassio, and of course Super Dave and Jay-Z Flair and Conrad, a lot of times we go to these cities like New York or Chicago or Vegas to help out our friend Conrad with his endeavor with StarCast. We don't get to hang out. We just work and help out our friend the whole time. But those moments you get to spend with these people, realize that they're very special to you. And these friendships can be formed around the strange world of wrestling. And that's what I have to say today. That's what's striking my mind right now. Even though we're about to start StarCast, which is going to be a fantastic thing. There's going to be a great party tomorrow night celebrating the great Tony Schiavone's birthday. And it's going to have karaoke, and I think there's going to be some people being made fun of, and a lot of cool stuff. And then, of course, we have the big day on Fridays and Saturdays, and Full Gear on Sunday. It just makes me think about, one, how far we've come in such a short time, but not just how far we've come as far as career-wise, or you guys now know who I am and you didn't then, but mostly how far I've come in making so many friends through this wrestling podcast adventure. And I hope you guys are my friends, and I hope you don't mind the short show or the bad audio quality or the fact you can hear this giant dump truck driving down the street in Baltimore. If you're coming to StarCast, please say hi and make sure to listen to Total Engagement every single day. You patrons, I haven't had a chance to listen to or to watch the TV shows yet because Matthew and I were driving up, so we're going to do that tomorrow or Friday. Very soon you'll get your TV reviews, but also a lot of bonus content over at Patreon, and also a full show with maybe some interviews with some of the people I talked about and maybe some other special guests this week. StarCast week. Love StarCast. Love seeing these people. Love StarCast, and I appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn.